This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world.
What if we were to tell you that American presidents aren't chosen by ballot, but instead by blood?
Look, there's a...
That's right. The candidate with the bluest blood has won the race for president every time. And according to a man who writes things on the internet, 33 U.S. presidents are descendants of Emperor Charlemagne.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
And it doesn't stop there. These guys aren't just related to royalty, they're related to each other.
Now that we know Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator Barack Obama are distant cousins, the New York Post decided to check into the genealogy of President Bush, and his family tree has people talking. Early Show national correspondent Tracy Smith has the story of George W. Bush's many relations.
My honor to bring to you the 41st president, a great dad, George H.W. Bush.
We all know his father, but what about his cousins? Check out this family tree, done with research by Ancestry.com.
What would you say if I told you he's related to all of those people?
That you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not. Let me take you through this, branch by branch.
The 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault.
Vice President Dick Cheney, the man who's only a heartbeat away from the presidency, is actually a blood relation. He's President Bush's ninth cousin once removed. Cheney's cousin Barack Obama is also Bush's 11th cousin and the ninth cousin of Brad Pitt. But we're only just getting started. President Lincoln was President Bush's 7th cousin 5 times removed, and Bush shared more than just a ballot with John Kerry. That's right, they're 9th cousins twice removed.
Really?
What do you think of that?
Yeah, they have the same chin.
There's also royalty in the Bush bloodline. Princess Diana was Bush's 11th cousin twice removed. And then there's this bombshell.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Sure, she may have been singing to JFK, but what about GWB? He is, after all, her 9th cousin 3 times removed.
Oh, maybe it's the eyebrows. I think the eyebrows.
They have the same eyebrows.
He's also related to Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, even Pocahontas, and Vlad the Impaler. Trace the family tree far enough, and you get Madonna, Celine Dion, and Tom Hanks.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
After all, genealogy can sometimes be like a box of chocolates. You never know who you're going to get. For the early show, Tracy Smith, no relation to George Bush that I know of, CBS News, New York.
And of course, Barack Obama has said he doesn't think he and Cheney are kissing cousins, but Brad Pitt says if it's true, he's in great company.
In either of those first two books, though, who knew? You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, listen, I don't think I'm going to family reunion. I don't know how I'll be greeted.
What did you make of that story? For those who don't know this, so Lynn Cheney, the vice president's wife, has been doing some genealogy connected to her latest book. And lo and behold, way back, eight generations ago?
Eight generations
ago. And Mr. Cheney apparently have some distant relative. What did you make of that story when it came
out? I actually knew about it because somebody had done some genealogy before. They had sent it to me, this long sheet. And, had all these famous names, Mark Twain and this and that and the other, and then Dick Cheney. And I took a pause. I just said, as long as he's okay with it, I'm okay with it, too, because I'm not going to stop talking about these messed up policies in Iraq.
Just because. Your cousin.
Yeah, we're not kissing cousins, as they say. But, these folks have been doing all these genealogies on me, they've found all sorts of strange connections.
This has got to be the strangest thing.
Well, listen, if you go back far enough, you got all kinds of crooks and thieves in your family.
It's a great thing for history.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and President Barack Obama. One young girl traced them all back to one common ancestor.
They're all cousins and all grandsons of John Lackland.
It's the first family tree of its kind. Pouring through more than 500,000 names for months, 12-year-old Bridge Ann D'Avignon discovered that all the U.S. presidents, except Martin Van Buren, are related to the former King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet, signer of the Magna Carta in 1215.
Mildred Reed is his first great-grandmother on George Washington. And on Obama, Mildred Reed is the 10th great-grandmother.
It started as an assignment to research her own lineage, tracing it back to roots in France. But Bridge Ann wanted to branch out.
Well, I think we just all go back somewhere. It's just a matter of proving it.
She started with George Washington. But unlike other professional genealogists that only looked at the male family lines, Bridge Ann was able to link the presidents together using both male and female ancestry. Before this, historians had only been able to link 22 family trees.
She kind of created a triumph of women's studies here.
Bridge Ann also figured out she's an 18th cousin of President Obama, something she hopes to be able to share with him in person.
I've written a letter to Obama, but I just gotten standard reply. I hope to meet the president and, explain it to him.
In Paso Robles, Adam Rakusin, your Central Coast News.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. Did you enjoy that little collage of little teeny bits of news, little teeny bits of genealogy that get out into the news? Well, I'm here to tell you today that this goes way beyond just a few coincidences. This just goes way beyond just a few laughs and kicks. Oh, look, there's a few cousins in government. Well, after months and months and months of genealogical research on my own, I was able to pull together so many pieces of this puzzle that I found out and figured, besides that 12-year-old girl figured out that all presidents are cousins, blood relations, in other words, they are of the same bloodline and the same blood type, which in my opinion is the big key to all of this, and we'll get into that a little bit. Blood type being negative and positive and many other factors in the RH or monkey gene. Well, let's start off with Obama, because I really want you to understand, folks, and this is why I don't take anything seriously in this whole political stratosphere, because I know that this is a family affair. Corruption runs in the family, literally. This is a blood dynasty, and it's been that way since the time of kings, dictators, and rulers. We, are just in the modern state of that. And what's interesting about the United States is that instead of royalty here, we have what are called celebrities. You see, we have a bunch of people over in Europe that, for some reason, are absolutely just admired and just wealthy beyond means for absolutely no other reason than their blood. You have a queen that's ruling a country for no other reason than blood. Now, if that makes sense to you, well, then you must be happy that your presidents are of the same blood. Well, we'll get back to that as soon as we come back. Stay with us. With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're on the Corporation Nation, and we are talking about, well, we're having total genealogical immersion today. Because, you know, I'm really tired of people, well, I'm tired of the belief structure in this country, to be honest with you, that there's this thing called democracy, that anyone through the American Dream system can be president of the United States or be a Supreme Court Justice of these United States, or be a Senator of these United States, or be a well-spoken actor, a political actor in these United States, or an author or anything else that is famous and has any say around here. Because in truth, when we boil all of it down, we find out that all of these people are of the same blood. We are literally ruled by these people. And I'm sick and tired of the mythology that goes along with the founding of this United States and everything that goes with the history that we don't acknowledge and don't recognize and just don't know. Why would we, of course? It's one of those open secrets that all of our presidents, every single one of them, are all related to each other and, of course, to the Queen of England and all the kings thereof. Now, let's start off with Mr. Obama. Mr. Barack Obama, was a very good decoy because his skin color, you would never possibly guess that Mr. Obama is, the 22nd great-grandson of William the Conqueror. How could you possibly guess that that is the case? Look at the guy. He doesn't look like he's a 22nd great-grandson of William the Conqueror. Now, does he? But I found this on a little website called Genie.com, which is a genealogical website. President Obama's cousins include Elvis, Warren Buffett, Sarah Palin, etc. So, it says you've probably seen stories about how President Barack Obama is related to Warren Buffett and other famous people. In fact, quite a few. In fact, I would venture to say that if the word famous means anybody in the limelight, anyone in Hollywood, the people that we call Jews, by the way, we all say that all these actors just happen to be Jewish. Well, guess what? They also just happen to be blood relations of these people. So we have a little dilemma here with our opinions and our quantitative description of what a Jew is. Because guess what, folks? All those people who are actors in Hollywood, and remember, I worked in Hollywood, had a first-hand look, guess what? They're all blood-related cousins to all of these people we're going to be talking about today. So, President Barack Obama is, according to Genie.com, Elvis Presley's 9th cousin, once removed, Abraham Lincoln's 7th cousin, 7 times removed, Sarah Palin's 10th cousin. Yes, that's right, of course, his competition is always, all throughout history, always going to be a blood cousin. That way the family always wins the elections. Yes, it's really simple. Obama's always also Mary the First, Queen of Scots, 3rd cousin, 14 times removed. Henry the Fifth, King of England. Well, that's Obama's first cousin, 19 times removed. Joseph Smith Jr. of Mormon Church fame. Obama's actually his 10th cousin, 6 times removed. Henry VIII, crazy old Henry, King of England, first cousin, 16 times removed, with Barack Obama. Let's see, President John Tyler, 10th cousin, 5 times removed. President James Madison, 3rd cousin, 8 times removed of President Barack Obama. How about that beloved and heroic Thomas Jefferson? Yeah, 10th cousin, six times removed, excuse me. Pardon me. That's right, Thomas Jefferson is Obama's cousin. They're all related to George Washington, who was first cousins of the royal bloodline. Anne Boleyn, Queen of England, first cousin, 15 times removed with Barack Obama, and William the Conqueror, 22nd great grandson of of Obama. Excuse me. Obama is the 22nd great-grandson of William the Conqueror. Now, isn't that fun? I mean, we've just discovered that our black president, so-called, is actually our white president with a black father. Very interesting. See, the problem is all presidents are in this category, all their vice presidents. And you know what else is interesting? Something I always enjoy to talk about is the incest. You see, because you got to ask yourself why bloodlines existed in the first place. Well, what happens when a positive blood tries to mate with a negative blood type, that is the Rh negative? Well, thanks to modern medical conveniences, that is now a possibility. But for the entire time that these bloodlines have been, these genealogies, these peerages have been taken history of, taken account of, which is more valuable than gold to these people. Well, of course, they had to intermarry amongst themselves because we're only talking about a very small percent of the population. And when they tried to mate outside of the blood type, which is the bloodline, they would have horrible, horrible complications, and the negative blood would be attacked by the positive blood as a foreign enemy, you see. And again, thanks to modern medical conveniences, we now have medical treatments that stop that from happening. Although it's interesting because the Rh negative blood type, most of these people, of course, are not of this particular strain, are actually demonized for having the Rh negative blood, which is actually a shame. It's a very interesting research project to be on if you want to ever do that, to look into Rh negative blood, look at some of the sites that are set up for people for dating and other purposes, because, of course, the complications, and it's almost as if it's two different species. Remember that, by the way. So, I've got so much information in front of me today that I don't even know where to begin. But since we've got it up, let's go down. How about George Bush? Now, of course, Barack Hussein Obama and George Bush are also, I believe, 10th cousins, but we'll get to that. 11th cousins. That's absolute. All right. So who's George Bush then? Who's he related to? Well, Vlad the Impaler. George Bush just happens to be the 32nd great grandson of Vlad the Impaler. Diana, Princess of Wales, who was executed. He's the 11th cousin of Diana, two times removed. Presidents Millard Fillmore and James Garfield, U.S. presidents, are both fourth cousins of George Bush. And I'm talking, senior or junior here. Franklin Pierce, U.S. president, was a fifth cousin of George Bush. And that's an interesting story in and of itself. And we'll get back to that as soon as we come back from these breaks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
All right, folks, welcome back. We're in the middle of total genealogical immersion today, talking about the bloodlines that have ruled us, enslaved us, and completely destroyed our cultures and well-being for their corporate venture that's lasted thousands of years. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. We're in the middle of George Bush, senior and junior, of course. Now, we said that fifth cousins of George Bush is Franklin Pierce. Now, what's interesting about that is that when Barbara Pierce, a blood relation of Franklin Pierce, directly from that line, married into the Bush family, we suddenly had little George Bush gain in his particular political street cred. You see, because Barbara Pierce, George Bush's mother, happens to be his 9th, 10th, and 11th cousin, when you get all down to the nitty and gritty. So what you have here is, again, the incestual nature of the bloodline always continuously guaranteeing their place in power. So, we have Gerald Ford, William Taft, and Calvin Coolidge. Both are all three are sixth cousins of George Bush, the George Bushes. Theodore Roosevelt and Abe Lincoln, seventh cousins. Richard Nixon was ninth cousin. Dick Cheney, Bush's vice president, of course, was his ninth cousin, one time removed. John Kerry, his opponent. And now in the Obama cabinet, happens to be his ninth cousin, two times removed. Because, again, you're Democrats and you're Republicans. All of those people running for that office that are promoted by the media, of course, are bloodline cousins. There is no way you or I, as I found out, are going to be president. It's just not how things work. We are not POTUS material. We mentioned that Barack Obama and George Bush are 11th cousins, and Sarah Palin, governor, and Obama's competition, of course, 11th cousins with George Bush. So, you know, you have to laugh. What's really funny is if you see a picture of Mitt Romney, again, George Bush's and Obama's cousin, he looks exactly, almost to a T, very strikingly like a gentleman named President Franklin Pierce, more so than Pierce's own homogeny. It's pretty amazing similarity, actually. So, gosh, where to start? How about the first ladies? Now, of course, in order to keep the blood, you have to marry your first cousins and beyond. You have to get as close to your availability in blood as possible. So, first ladies that were also cousins of their presidents, Jane Appleton Pierce, Julia Dent Grant, President Grant, Lucy Ware Webb Rutherford, Lucretia Rudolph Garfield, Frances Folsom Cleveland, Edith Kermit Carroll Roosevelt, just goes on and on, Helen Herron Taft, Florence Kling Harding, Lou Henry Hoover, Elizabeth Wallace Truman, Elizabeth Bloomer Ford, Nancy Davis Reagan, Barbara Pierce Bush, and I have a few others listed somewhere, but I mean, basically, of course, you have the bloodline marrying the bloodline. You'll see all the time these people in, say, New York City who don't know the people in England from Adam, but suddenly they'll get married. Well, that's what marriage is, folks. That's what marriage has always been. Marriage is not for love. Marriage is for this purpose and this purpose only. It is to establish and keep the estate and to keep the bloodline. This is actually why interracial marriage was so frowned upon and is frowned upon within the bloodline. Unless it's just for show to convince us that we should do that. So, now, vice presidents as well. I probably should mention that the vice presidents that are picked, like Bush and Cheney, Obama and Biden. Biden is also Obama's cousin. You know, eventually, hopefully this kicks in. I mean, I'm just rattling off a bunch of names and how they're related to each other, but you have to understand that this is not are we still in or all right, apologize for that. My connection somehow was slowed there. So, I again, you might go and you might find out that you happen to be related to some of these people I'm mentioning. You might find out that you're related to some famous actors or presidents or anything. But the question becomes, are you related by blood? Is the blood still positive, negative? Is the blood, what is your relation? Now, in order to find out how that applies, we actually have to go and search for specific things to show us how we know if we're able to call these people our bloodline. That's a big difference. So I'm going to read to you a newsletter from the Order of the Crown of Charlemagne. Now, keep in mind that all presidents are descendants of Charlemagne in the United States, at least 33 that I understand. So this is a newsletter from the Order of the Crown of Charlemagne in the United States of America. It says, many Americans who descend from certain 17th century American colonists, known as gateways, are able to prove descent from the royal houses of Europe. Many Americans can prove descent from the royal houses of Europe. I want to be very clear here before we move on that that is the case. It then goes on to say more than 20 American presidents, including the current one, are believed to have royal ancestry. We, of course, know that that's a gross misunderstatement. And thus, in all probability, have Charlemagne ancestry. President Obama's gateway ancestor, Martha Eatonhead, or Miss Edwin Conway, is shared with President James Madison. Now, here's the important part. It should be noted that Americans whose ancestors come from the continental Europe in the colonial period in the 19th century are unlikely to easily delineate descent from Charlemagne in their background. There was a separation of classes in Europe, and the blood of the rulers seldom flowed legitimately into the blood and nobility of the nobility and the commoners. Folks, that's us. We are the commoners, you see. And when it says that the blood, you know, it very specifically refers to the blood. There was a separation of classes in Europe, and the blood of the rulers seldom flowed legitimately into the blood of the nobility and the commoners. Okay, this is what genealogical records are for. That is why they're more valuable than any treasure in or on the planet Earth to these people, because that is how they ascend to power. Oh. See, it all starts to make sense, especially when you start actually reading some of the more prominent peerage and genealogical societies. Let me give you some quotes. It says, the presidential candidate with the most royal genes and chromosomes has, up to now, always won the White House. That's from Burke's Peerage, which is one of the most respected genealogical record keepers for the royals. Because Bush is closely related to every European monarch, both on and off the throne. Not one member of his family was working class, middle class, or even middle class. That's from Harold Brooks Baker. He was the publishing director of Burke's Peerage. Believe it or not, Mitt Romney and George Bush are cousins, 10th cousins, twice removed, that is, from Time magazine. Yes, right in front of your face the whole time. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. Living in the street. Oh, there's
a solution. Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Welcome back to the Corporation Nation. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. Thanks for joining us today on Republic Broadcasting Network. We are in the middle of uncovering the genealogical relationship of, well, just about everyone famous, just about everyone you can think of in history and currently that holds any type of political power, including such names as Bono, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and on and on and on. You see, nothing is left to chance with these people. Do you think that they're going to let activists like myself get a public, national, or international platform? Absolutely not. Do you know that when you listen to Rush Limbaugh, which I hope you don't, but if you do, that he is the cousins with Obama as well, cousins with Bush. He's their cousin, folks. Doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. That's all a lie. That's all for your entertainment. And that's what you are as a very, just like myself, as I was for so many years, just an entertained mass. Entertainment. One of my favorite words to break down, because, of course, entertainment, like government, which means mind control, gouverneur and mentis, the Latin for mind and control. We see entertainment to enter and to hold or tain the mind, to enter and hold the mind. That's exactly what's been happening. And so when you see these people on TV, you never realize that they're millionaires and billionaires, not because they're famous actors, but because they're literally the royal family of America. Yes, that is a hard truth to realize, especially someone like me coming from that industry and thinking that it was just a random thing, that all these people who ended up going to Hollywood and becoming, well, waiters, was because they couldn't act. Well, it turns out they're some of the best actors. And the reason that you see Keanu Reeves always getting these major parts, not because he's a good actor, I think we can all agree, it's because he's Bloodline. It's simple, really. I mean, it really solves most of life's answers. Questions, riddles. You know, it makes sense after a while when you see all this put together. These are the people who control us through government and through entertainment. What else did Time magazine have to say? Romney is actually related to 6 presidents, more than any other 2012 GOP contestant. Franklin D. Roosevelt is his 8th cousin, twice removed, and both Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover are his 10th cousins. Then there is his 6th cousin, 4 times removed, Franklin Pierce, and both 10th cousins, Bush 1st and 2nd. 3 of these 6 were even, gasp, Democrats. Of course, that's from Time magazine. Oh, let's see. Ancestry.com, the once Mormon Church Genealogy Center that just did an incredible job putting all these together. It says Obama and Palin are 10th cousins through a common ancestor named John Smith, which, of course, is the Joseph Smith connection. Joseph Smith being the president of the Mormon Church, a corporation soul. As for Rush Limbaugh, he's also 10th cousin of the president, one time removed. President George W. Bush, he's related to both Obama and Powell. And it just goes on and on and on, folks. Obama is related to investor Warren Buffett and actor Brad Pitt. Palin, the former Alaska governor and a Republican vice presidential candidate, is a distant cousin of both Franklin D. Roosevelt and Princess Diana. In 2007, Cheney's wife Lynn discovered ancestral ties in her book, by the way, between former Vice President Dick Cheney and Obama while researching her book. She said the relationship was 8th cousin. Palin is also distant cousins with, of course, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and conservative author and pundit, that horrible woman named Ann Coulter. So, folks, well, let's get more into the ancient roots here. Bush's royal kin include Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen Mother, Duchess Sarah Fergie Ferguson, and even the late Princess Diana. His most prominent ancestor may be England's King Charles II. Bill Clinton and Bob Dole have more in common than wanting to be president. They are distant cousins. However, Clinton has bluer blood, giving him an election edge, no differently than any royal prince or princess in waiting needs to have that royal blood to be passed on the dynasty. Well, in this case, the president is passed on the corporation's soul and becomes the corporation of president, the sole corporation head. Bill Clinton was born William Jefferson Blythe, which is why many people actually had trouble with his genealogy, but took his stepfather's name as a teenager. Clinton's ancestry can be traced back on his mother's side to King Henry III, who ruled England from 1227 to 1272. He is descended from King Robert I of France, and furthermore, he is related to every Scottish monarch of the current British royal family. Clinton is related to every ancient aristocratic family in Britain today. As for John Kerry, the 60-year-old, can trace his roots back to the first Massachusetts governor, John Winthrop, to every great family in Boston and to a host of royals in Europe. Kerry can almost certainly be traced back to King James I and to the bloodline straight through the Windsor and Hanover families, Brooks Baker said. He said that both candidates have a remarkable number of royal connections, and both are related to Queen Elizabeth, of course, referring to Kerry. Oh, was it Kerry and Bush, Kerry and Obama? I lose track. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, who is the ninth cousin of both George Bush and Senator John Kerry, is twice removed from Mr. Bush. Hefner is slightly closer relation to Kerry, only once removed. He says, "Well, I feel closer to Senator Kerry," Hefner chuckled over the phone from the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. "You know, I'm an 11th generation direct descendant of William Bradford, who came over on the Mayflower, a direct descendant of a Puritan," Hefner continued proudly, finding no irony in the fact. "I suppose that it is not a big surprise, but it is certainly unique to be a relation to both candidates." Old Hugh Hefner himself. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I like I said, I've got so many different directions I can go. It's quite incredible. Here's what the Washington Post wrote here. It says, "This year, once again, Americans are confronted with the distinct possibility that the winner of a tight presidential race may not be the candidate who received the most votes. The Electoral College is a system the country has and has had for centuries, an institution that should be adjusted only with extreme care." You know, the Electoral College is actually the institution that votes for president, actually elects the president, I should say. And as common blood folks out here, we give that system legitimacy by being voters. You see, the act of voting, it's not really to vote for president, because that doesn't vote for who the president's going to be. It actually is strictly to gain the consent of the people for the Electoral College and the constitutional system that is to work. That's really all voting is. And as long as we keep voting for these people who are all of the same blood, well, guess what? That's what we're going to have. I mean, personally, you know, I went through my anger stage, my denial stage. I went through it all already, and now I'm calm enough to talk about this. But for those of you that are hearing this for the first time, you should be outraged. You should be angry. You should realize that your ancestors have all been slaves to these people, and you are now a debt slave, nothing more and nothing less. Starting with the Constitution, which proclaimed very clearly that the debts of the United States to England and France were still in place. Oh. Meanwhile, if today's election procedures are a split between the popular and electoral votes, Americans should keep their cools, because the Electoral College will decide the vote. Not you. The Electoral College. Yep, that's the Washington Post telling you your vote doesn't matter, folks. We'll be back for part two. Stay with us.
Financial uncertainty.